Hello, my loves, and welcome to today's episode. So, today's episode is going to be all about June. June recap. Also, Festa month. So, I'm recording this. I don't even know what day it is. It's Thursday, 6th of July. So, I'm a bit late, but, you know. It is what it is. So, June, so much happened during June that I didn't know what I was going to include, like, because I have analyzed a lot of the stuff already and posted on my Patreon, and so I didn't know what, like, I was going to talk about, like, what I was going to include in this episode. But if you want, you can follow along as I speak with the episode notes, and those are in on my Patreon in the link below. So, okay, here's the thing. Let's start with Namjoon's, like, live event he had for Festa. He was reading letters from armies, and it was so fun to see, like, first to, like, just, like, see him. It was so fun to see him and just him sitting on the stage, like, it was just so, like, warming, like, healing to see. And also, he performed, and that for me was, it was bittersweet. I think it was bittersweet because I really enjoyed it, but and he also seemed to enjoy it when he was performing, and he had so much passion and energy while performing. So I feel like that was, like, it made it so much more powerful, but at the same time you could feel that he was kind of giving it a last go before enlisting. Like, I had that was the feeling I got, that he was, like, putting it all on, like, on this performance, because he knew he wasn't going to see us and perform before enlisting. And he has been hinting a lot about, you know, enlisting. And I, as much as I want it to happen, I don't want it to happen. Like, I want him to just enlist, because in that way he will get out quicker, like, that kind of, like, viewpoint on it. But also, I just want him to stay. Like, can't I decide? I wish I could decide. Like, I could, because then I would decide that they didn't go. They would all be here at home with us. But, so that was why him performing that was kind of, like, bittersweet for me. It was, like, really powerful and very emotional and passionate, and you could feel the energy. But at the same time, it made me think a lot. So it was, like, you know, a mix, I would say. And then also in June, and in general, Taehyung has been very active. He has been very, very active. And I feel like he has more and more been, like, actively taking his space. Like, we know he's one of the members that are, like, all of them are controlled, but he's very controlled beyond that, and he is often very, like, restricted in the type of content he gets to do, or in the way he is, like, portrayed and stuff. And I feel like he has really been just showing a normal side of his, like, himself. And what I mean by this is, like, he's been doing stuff and enjoying himself, and he's been going to Paris, and he's been doing this and that and this and that, and he went to concert. Like, he's been doing a lot of stuff, and I feel like he's kind of taking back his power in some way. It's so hard to explain, but, like, I feel like he more and more is starting to kind of just taking back that freedom and like really, using that to just do whatever he wants without it having to have like a message or without it having to be like a big deal. He just wants it like to be like normal because it is. And that I kind of get that feeling about it, and I don't know, it's hard to explain, but overall the members feel like they have more and more freedom during the last few years, so to speak. And I know it's not like they're not completely free, and of course that would be ideal, but just seeing that it's going in like somewhat of a right direction, it makes me just so happy. Because also, how should I say this? We know that, and when I'm saying free, I don't mean like HYBE free. I mean that they have been able to share more private stuff, like not HYBE content. Like, this is so confusing. I don't know if you understand what I mean. I don't know. I hope you understand what I mean. Because no, I understand what I mean, but like, anyways, so that was what I wanted to like say with that. That it seems like he has been just. Anyways, I will move on because the next thing kind of has to do with this almost. So I was going to talk about the performance clip that was uploaded for Festa, Le Jazz de Vie, which was incredible. I love it so much. I love it, I love it, I love it. And we see Taeyang singing with Mina. I think Mina So. And like their voices together was beautiful, and the entire setting of the video and like, what's it called? This scenography, like I mean, like the art of like the colors and like the mood and the entire atmosphere in the video. It was just so Taeyang. So I really loved seeing that. And this is what I mean, like with the freedom that they're doing more stuff that is like what they want and in their like towards what like they feel passionate about. And what I think is important with this is that if we take this situation or like this clip for example, I know that Mina got some hate because she's been like, I don't know, she's been close to Taeyang, singing with Taeyang. I don't know, like I can't understand, but she's gotten hate, and I feel like it's so important that we armies that isn't like, like that we show artists that collaborate with the members love. And it doesn't need to be like a whole poem in their like IG, like what's it called? Comment, like comment section. It doesn't need to be like big like text about how good they are. It can be just like a reassuring, like a purple heart or like a even a thumbs up or like a smiley. Like it doesn't need to be anything big, but kind of just showing artists that we appreciate it, because that will make it easier for new artists to collaborate with BTS, which in that way will make the members like what they want to do easier. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what I'm trying to say is that when stuff like this happen, I'm usually bad at like hyping it up, or like I'm really bad at commenting on social media. Like, I see so much things that I like and I love, but I'm so bad at commenting. And when it's stuff like this, it's easy to just be like, oh, poor Mina, she gets hate, she doesn't deserve that, and then you move on. But I think it's important to kind of just take that moment to just show some love so that it will be benefit the members as well. Am I like, do I make sense now when I'm saying this? I hope I do, because I kind of, that's what like I wanted to. I wanted to connect that to what I was talking about with Taeyang and his content, or like what he's been doing recently with lives and everything, like doing, supporting the members' work is like the key to get more content. And like that's very selfish for me, but like ultimately that's what I want. And like first I want them all to be happy, of course, happy and healthy, but like then I want content from the members. And in order for us to get that, I think it's so important to remember that we should support in every way we can. It was kind of just that I wanted to say. And with supporting content, Seven by JK was announced, and I feel like I'm not ready for this. Like, I'm not ready for this song. Like, and I don't, first I was like, this song is going to be such a cute and like, not cute, but like such a loving and emotional song, kind of like Mayu, like kind of like that about the members and you know everything like that. But then seeing like the posters and like him wearing the BDSM rings and like just the overall vibe of it, I kind of feel like maybe it's not, maybe it's like just, maybe it's not at all what I was thinking or like expecting. So I'm so excited to see what kind of vibe it is and what the song is. And I know there's a lot of issues with streaming and what is going to be counted to different charts, and let's not be discouraged. Like, in any way you can help, like you can, if you don't have money or like availability to maybe like buy CDs or stream in different way, there is, for example, funds you can donate to. There is always something you can do. You can maybe call someone that works on a radio. If you live like in a small town, like local radio station, you can do anything that is not like, how should I say it? There's always something you can do. And I feel like even though maybe if you don't have access to a lot of internet, there's still like the spread of the word. Like there's not an issue for you, for us to not be able to support. So I want to say that if you are in a situation where you cannot support in the way that is maybe like the most mainstream or the most like ideal, so to speak, there's always stuff you can do, and doing your best as an army is enough. Like, that's all you can do. We all have different like availability, and we all have different resources, and we're all from different stages of our lives. And maybe someone that is listening to this is a minor and isn't allowed to buy a CD for their parents, or someone maybe is a single parent and don't have the money to spend that because they need to raise their children. Like, I know that there's a lot of different stories between like behind all of us armies, but there's always something you can do. And if you feel like you want to do something and you don't know what, most armies are nice. Like, we are, like, this sounds like an introduction to someone that isn't an army, but like I just mean that reach out. Like, it's okay to reach out and ask for help. So just know that, like, for example, from you can ask me if there's something you're wondering, if you're like a new army. If you're not, maybe you already know this, but it's nice to hear sometimes that there is stuff you can do. So don't feel pressured, just do your best and in supporting their songs and music and art, and that's all we can do. So Yeah. What's the name? Anyways, okay. So except for this, with Jungkook's live or Jungkook's 7, he went live, you know, as he do often, which I love. But I want to just mention his workout live specifically, because I don't know, like this man, Jungkook, like I don't know how he has the energy to do this. Like I get tired watching him work out. Like when he was working out on the live and he was like not stopping, I first thought he was going to just show that like his workout routine or like the stuff that he does, but like no, he fully went on to like have a proper workout, and I was like, how does he have the energy? Like it's the middle of the night and he said he was hungry. Like first of all, I don't work out because I don't like no, but like the thought of working out just makes me so tired that I don't understand how he can do it and also look so like there. Like when I do anything that is like physically exhausting, I space out, like I'm no longer there. But like he just like as if it's nothing, and then he starts singing with like the most angelic voice ever been heard, and you're like, how can he have this like rolling pinny, that wheel that he, you know, it's a stick with a wheel on and he like pushes forward, how can he do that and then still have this amazing beautiful voice and sing? Like I don't understand. Like I literally want to know. I want to know. So Jungkook, if you're listening, could you please tell me, because I don't understand. I want to know. And also we had this month, we had Yoongi announcing an encore tour, like two tour dates, which I'm so excited about. It will be so fun to see. And his entire tour has been like a roller coaster in like the best way. Yeah, in the best way. And like stuff that he has been doing on stage, like just hearing him say slay, like I still like I like the way I'm smiling right now. It's I'm lucky I have ears, because if I didn't, my smile would go like around my head. I just love it so much. And then also this month we had Blonde Tae, you know, as if that was nothing, like he has like decided to make a return. Or did he do it in May? No, he didn't. We saw his blonde hair in June. I'm so lost right now. Maybe it was May. Whatever. I can still mention it because it's worth mentioning. Blonde Tae. That's it. I don't have anything else to say. It's just Blonde Tae. Like, you know, amazing in every way possible. And also Jimin had a live, and here's the thing about Jimin. I'm kind of worried about him because he seems to be like saying that it's better than it is. Like it feels like he is struggling a lot with Hobi being in the military, and I feel like he kind of feels lost. I don't know. So I'm actually worried about him because I don't want him to fall into a pattern that can be destructive for him. So there is a sense of worry I have for him, but he has been working out. We saw on Jungkook's final tour day, like concert. We saw how buff he had gotten. But I also don't want him to like overwork himself, so I hope like he's just healthy, like he hasn't been implementing some toxic habits. So I guess that's my worry about that. Yeah. This was such a weird episode. But also every episode is, so I'm going to say that every episode. And it's also really hot right now while I'm recording this. It's so hot, like you don't understand. And maybe it isn't that hot, but in my room with like a roof window, it's really hot. And I woke up like feeling very strange. So, and also like it's a what oh wait, oh I don't remember the name, but it's a special day astrology wise, so it's not strange that there's a lot of energies going around. So if you're feeling also, if you're listening to this when this is released, I'm with you. That's all. But I think I'm going to end the episode here because otherwise I would just keep on talking and I don't know what I would talk about because I would say some really weird stuff and like the weird stuff I have said up till this point, that's enough for today. So, have a great time and I will see you soon. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the episode notes on my Patreon if you're interested, or tarot readings or analysis, and follow me on the BTS Bubble 7 and on Instagram and Twitter, and I will see you soon. So, bye!